the dad joke of dad jokes.
It was. That was epic.
See, that's why we miss him at aviation, because on our team huddles, you know, he would do stuff like that.
All right, we are being recorded now.
Okay,
please
thanks for
make
the
sure your microphones are on, and when you speak, speak into it so it comes out in the recording. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to go into order. It's 6:01. Approval of the minutes from April 22. Never mind, I'm out of practice.
You're right.
April 2022.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
I second.
We have a motion to approve the minutes as submitted. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 It's unanimous, Debbie. Appearance of interested citizens.
You didn't say interesting citizens.
I got better. I learned how to talk. I've been reading books so I can learn how to talk.
Sure. Cole?
Mattel?
Did you want to come talk to us, Cole?
Okay.
Well, procedurally, it's part of the agenda right now. So if you wanted to come and talk to the board, you're welcome to.
I've been living here in Kaiser for my whole life, and I just noticed that new Chick-fil-A is coming in Kaiser Station. And the water tower behind it is still, there's nothing on the water tower, I noticed. It's still blank. So I was looking, doing research, thinking that it would it fall in the jurisdiction of you guys, and I came up with a proposal for what we might put on. I'm an artist, you see, and I drew something that might go on the water tower here. It would just say 503, like our area code. But yeah, I thought it would be pretty neat, and maybe if it was, I know that it has to do with, that's part of Shimawa Station, I believe, so you might need some sort of approval from
actually, it's sitting on Indian land.
Yeah.
So they need to approve it.
Exactly.
And we need to approve it. And how long did it take us last time they were fighting about that?
Well,
6 months?
I think it goes beyond that. It might be even a sign code issue.
They were just talking about IRS. Yes, Mayor, you know more about this than I do.
Thank you so much. My name is Kathy Clark. I'm the mayor, and I'm sitting in tonight. And yes, you are right. There's still nothing but Oregon sky, gray-blue on that. Years ago, we did look at designs. We actually had a design contest to get some great designs. What has stopped us is the cost to go up there and do the painting itself. Some of the designs at that point were going to cost around $30,000 to do, and then it would have to be maintained. Getting funding for that was just something we couldn't do at that time. And it hasn't come back to try to secure funding for that project. The chair is correct. This is on the land co-owned by the Confederated Tribes of Tsleil-Waututh Indians and the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde. So they also would have to control, have a say-so in what went on there. And do we want something on there? Yes. But it has not reached the point where we've been able to secure the level of funding necessary to get up there to do that painting and then be able to maintain it.
Sure. And so you've only had a couple proposals, you said? And
we've done it. We've gone through discussions about this in years past, and we had a contest. We've looked at different options for putting things on the tower. There was a fabulous design provided by the tribal nations, but it was considered advertising because it was the logo for for Chamawa Station, and we couldn't do that because it would classify then as a billboard. So we had some problems logistically there. Are we open to reopening that conversation? For sure. So what I would encourage, Mr. Chair, if it's all right with you, is ask him to leave his contact information with Ms. Lockhart and get it to our planning department to ask the question.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, yeah. And if you wanted to have another contest, I'd be more than happy to enter it.
Well, carefully, something about Public Arts Commission may need to put his contact in there for some of the other work. There you go.
Yeah, I'm an artist, and I also have a novel on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
So,
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, I'll sit through the meeting and I'll wait till the end. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, Cole, thanks for doing that. That's cool.
Thank you.
Tammy Coons.
Okay, Tammy Coons, Kaiser. Three different topics real quick. Number one, we just created a board for Kennedy Neighborhood with Kaiser Kennedy Elementary, and they are going to want to partner with us. They nominated me as chair, so I'm new at this part, so bear with me. They wanted to have a get together in July at the park at the pavilion on the playground side. I don't know any of those nuts and bolts. Do we have to pay to rent that space, or is it first come, first serve? How does that process work?
I can answer that. Which park are you talking about first? Which park were you wanting?
Claggett Creek.
Claggett Creek, okay. Yeah, we do have reservations there, and we have a calendar, and we take, we collect a small fee for those reservations.
Okay.
Our front desk at City Hall can help you with that, or you can call me and I can also assist you through some of the process.
Okay, perfect. Next update is Pear Court has begun again Mondays from 12 to 5 here at the Civic Center, and then Thursdays is 4:15 to 5:15. And then we are looking to partner with whoever's got, I believe it's Gwen, for Claggett Creek, so that we can maybe come up with some ideas on different aspects.
That'll be good. That'll be good with me.
Okay. Can I get your contact information before you leave?
I think you already have it. I can give it to you again. Okay.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Tammy, can I ask a follow-up to that? When you say, what are you trying to do? Like projects in the creek?
They are talking about creating a space for a community garden.
Who's they? Expand on that.
Well, Northeast Neighborhood Kaiser Neighborhood Association is wanting to partner with them for this one. And
who's them? Northeast, say Northeast Kaiser wants to partner with them. Who's them?
It is Kennedy Neighborhood Family Council. It's a self-organized group of volunteers and residences which have banded together to kind of help bring up, I guess, their reading stats and math stats and whatnot, just to try and get more of the community involved and more of the parents, grandparents, friends, neighbors, that kind of thing. And they thought if they could create a community garden that they could help share that with Food Share to help pick up a need for the families and then donate the rest of that to Kennedy Elementary for those families who are really suffering.
Okay, so where, if you're talking about a community garden, where are you thinking about? Because right now we have two, actually pretty close proximity to Claggett. There's one right over here in the in this area, and there's the Mike Whittem, which is right by the Little League fields.
Right. I am aware of both of those, and they were thinking the park might be a great place.
Which park?
Claggett Creek.
Okay.
Because it's part of their school zone, and they wanted to be able to utilize resources and whatnot to be able to help give back to several of the families who are really struggling right now. Other than that, this is really new, and I don't really know much on how any of that works, which is why I brought it up to you guys, because I'm sure somehow that relates to you guys.
Yes, Robert.
Park.
Well, I'm not sure Claggett Creek is honestly a great location for a community garden. There's a lot of sports activities, picnics. It's a really high use park.
Yeah.
And currently we don't show anything like that on our master plan there that I'm familiar with.
Sorry.
With one so close, I mean, well, within two blocks of there, I know Mike Whittem has space to add more garden beds in its existing footprint right now. So if you guys maybe wanted to join in on that garden, that would be easy. The site's there, it's already fenced, the water's already there. It's a lesser used space, so you're not competing with other groups. That would be my personal recommendation from what I know within our parks system. If you were looking to put one farther away that might service a different area that's not currently being serviced, I would entertain that idea.
Any ideas? I guess I should email you to
get that information. Yeah, I think we could talk offline and come up with some ideas. I know there has been talks of one possibly going in the Country Glen area. As a matter of fact, I just replied to somebody this week about that. That's up north more. So there's options. I mean, community gardens, the two we have been very successful. They provide a wonderful service for those who might not have that, you know, ability. Maybe they live in an apartment or whatever. And I think we're all wanting to support those as best we can, but I don't think there's a need to build them within a few blocks of each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked with Kennedy Elementary School or the school board, school district, about possibly partnering there? I mean, I get what Robert's saying, but it sounds like it's a really targeted group, and I think there's a lot of value there. But maybe there's an opportunity. I don't know. I will contact
the school board, and I will stay in touch with Robert and try and get something going as well to see which works best. Or maybe they're willing to do a little bit of both.
Right.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Tammy.
Yes, Carol Phipps.
Hello, I'm Carol Phipps, and I represent the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association, and I'm here tonight to just say thank you to Robert for placing a park bench, lovely park bench, in Palmacia Park up on the dike. It's not on the dike, it's like 5 feet away or whatever the code is, and for bird observation. And also, I wanted to say thank you to Matt for helping us with our work day that we had back in, it was the weekend after Mother's Day, so I'm sometime in May. Anyway, we got together and we did some weeding and got the grounds ready for some bark chips. And I haven't been down there for maybe 3 weeks, so I don't know if the bark chips have gotten placed. And I know that we've had an incredible amount of rain because it rained the day we were down there. But anyway, Robert, did they get placed?
Not yet. So I have a tree service doing some work for us on June 24th. I was planning on taking those chips that they create.
Uh-huh.
and taking them down there and having them delivered.
Perfect.
So very soon.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that we really, really appreciate working with Parks Board and doing this cleanup. And it's kind of our idea that we will continue to do another cleanup, maybe a couple within the next year. So it'll be like a regular thing for Palmacia, and because it's kind of an overwhelming project. And if we do a little bit at a time, I think it'll work. So anyway, thank you. That's why I'm here, just to say thank you.
Sure. I think Carol's not giving herself, her husband, and Rhonda, and
Carolyn.
Carolyn Holman. So we got out there, and I think we plan on going from about, what was it, about 10 to noon or so.
Right.
And
it was pouring rain.
What's that? Is that a 3 or 5 yard trailer?
That one is about a 4 yard, kind of an in-betweener.
This thing was packed. Okay. I mean, it was packed to the point where driving back with the trailer with the wheelbarrows and stuff on top was very tenuous at best. A huge, huge amount of work that you guys put out. And, you know, we had the weed whackers going, we had all kinds of stuff mm-hmm. going. It was a massively great. Wonderful event. And, I mean, I think we capped it off by rolling the log back into place.
Right.
At the very end. But it was wet, it was slippery. Councilor Reed was out there for a little while.
Right.
And I think when it was all said and done, we were done by like 11:30, I think is when we left.
Yeah, we were probably done before the work was
Yeah, so it was incredible. And I want to say thank you all to, to all the hard work you put in. Kept me busy loading trash cans and stuff like that. But it was
Well, we've had signs made to put on our West Kaiser Neighborhood Association signs that call it the Palmacia Park Project. And so we plan on posting those signs in our neighborhood right. when we're going to have a net. Right, it says Saturday, so it's usually the Saturday. We'll put it out before the Saturday before we do work. And we're thinking in the fall, probably then again in the spring. So.
Well, and if you guys haven't been down there, definitely check it out. I mean, I'm sure Robert will talk a little bit about it, but the clearing that's happened there, I think I knew just by looking at the map how close the river really was, but it's so beautiful. You can go out there. I mean, when we got there first thing, you know, I got there a little bit early, and you could see, you know, birds. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. So
I was there yesterday, and it is beautiful. It's so much more open. And the park bench is beautiful. I mean,
the bench is great.
Huge improvement.
So we still need to cut some more of the ivy around the bench because it's kind of a tripping hazard. So, but it's a great spot to sit. So, thank you.
Thank you. New old business. Jenny Amon.
Well, good evening. I first want to start, I'm pretty new in my position, about 6 months here, but I want to start by congratulating you and Robert. There was a lot of work done recently to get the master plan out into the public, so very good job. And the park fee, too, has really helped turn the parks around. So Carrie from E&T wanted to pass on some congratulations from our department. So very good job, Park Advisory Board. Well, my name's Jenny Amon, and I work for City of Kaiser in the Environmental and Technical Division. And I wanted to just introduce myself because as I am watching what's happening and what's happened to the city, I think there's a lot of room for partnership between our parks, and Robert has helped so much in my role as education to utilize the parks to teach people about stormwater and how they impact it, which is they also pay a stormwater fee. So we are bound by permits, and I'm not going to go into the permit education today, but most of the folks don't know that our stormwater does not get treated before it goes into our streams and rivers. So my biology background pairs really well with educating folks in our city to care more about water. And what better way to do that than in our parks? So So I just heard a few people talk about invasive species and viewing wildlife and talking about visiting these places that have surfaces that water can filter through, and those are the places where we can do education best. So I just wanted to open up and introduce myself and how E&T, when there's overlap between parks and water, how we can bridge that gap of partnership. So I brought cards, and I can leave that here with you. There are a few other things that I forgot the person's name about the gardens. We have Kaiser United. And I don't know who the woman is. Kaiser United is one of the groups that she should connect with, and I will reach out with that as well. But if there's any questions for me, I'll leave cards here with Debbie, and I just really would love to hear how we can better partner as city entities.
Are you going to announce Trashy Tuesdays?
I would love to. So part of our job is to make sure we are doing public involvement. So that's part of the permit. So we have a few stewardship programs, one of which is Adopt a Street. And so that is kicking off. We redid the website, the webpage. So if you haven't seen it, you can actually go to that and click on a street. And if you're a business and you're so inclined, I would love to connect you with the street and adopt all the streets in Kaiser. The second stewardship program is Trashy Tuesday, which Kaylee Westerman Lewis started, and it's a great program. People love it. We have our first one next Tuesday, and we're working with Inland Shores because they expressed a need. They had some litter that right at the entry on River Road, we don't really want people coming into our city seeing that first. So that's our first kickoff, and we have Trashy Tuesdays all the way through September. They're 5:30 on the third Tuesday of every month, June through September. So we'd love to have you or neighborhood associations or anyone else so inclined to come out and leave our community a little better than we found it. Thank you. Great reminder.
So I was going to bring this up under other, but I just wanted to say thank you to Jenny and you know, back in April, I think it was on the 23rd.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So we had kind of a joint river cleanup and the Soggy Day event. And Jenny kind of reached out and said, hey, we got this thing. And I said, hey, let's make it kind of all happen at once. And it turned out to be an absolutely amazing event. I think over the course of the day, we probably had, I think the best guest on the Soggy Day side was about 300 people, and a bunch of the people that did the river cleanup and the trash cleanup and stuff sort of gravitated over to the Soggy Day event. And so I just wanted to say thank you for all the effort and frankly just putting up with me not being responsive a bunch of times. But it turned out to be such a great event. It was, you know, we're 4 for 4 right now on Soggy Day being anything but soggy. It was actually beautiful. It was plenty warm out there, and you know, it was, I mean, it was just great. We had the bounce house, Sancho's Tacos came out, and he said he served, I think, at least 250 people was the last count that he was at. But it was just such a great event, and Jenny, I appreciate so much kind of bringing that to our attention, and I'm really looking forward to kind of building on that partnership, especially for next year, because what you put together for that morning was awesome, and I'd like to see or come out of that. And so
I would too. I'm glad you said that. We are building a much stronger relationship with Willamette River Keepers and the state parks because we are smack in the middle of some really great greenway state
right.
parks, and I think we can keep building that bridge and keep connecting people to our river, which is what we want them to protect in the first place. So
Yeah. Thank
you for that.
No, it was awesome, and I, like, you know, credit given where it's due. You pulled together a great event, so
Yeah. Thank
you for all that.
It was fun.
Okay, band approval for Kaiser Rapids Amphitheater Summer Concert Series. The band is Bridge City Blues. There's a link there, and you could have listened to their music. motion to accept this?
I move that we accept the Bridge City Blues Band.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question. So this approves it. This is generally in the city, so if they're approved, they can play at the amphitheater. It doesn't necessarily have to be with Clint's group. It could be with somebody else that brings them in, or how does that work? Debbie put the record on.
These approvals are basically for the amphitheater. A personal party or something doesn't need city approval. This was something that was started way back when we had a group called K-Fest. And so, yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Any other discussion? So we have a motion on the floor to accept Bridge City Blues as a approved band for the Summer Amphitheater Concert Series. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those oppose? Motion carries unanimously. Parks report.
You got Clay and me tonight, that's it.
That's okay. Makes the meeting short.
Don't say those words live in a meeting, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Clay.
Yeah, thank you. So I obviously live close to the Bear Park. Was there last, maybe 3 days ago. Everything looked great. Was by Mike Whittem, where the community garden is. Lots of room there. Would be an excellent idea. And things look great. The only thing that I noticed that was a little odd was the southernmost section near the road was way overgrown. The rest of it, a little bit, but nothing that would be, but it was had been 4 or 5 feet tall towards on the roadside, southernmost. Otherwise, it looks great. Thanks.
Yes.
So I went out to Wallace House, and as I was driving out there, it was nice and beautiful. And as soon as I got there, a wall of water came down, and it was miserable. It's just grass and all the other things. But I'm sure you're trying to keep up on all that while simultaneously not trying to sink equipment. Chalmers Jones, looking great. I was out there. I mean, it's always funny to me. Even when it's raining, there's people out there at the skate park. Do we have any update on the mural or the mosaic?
I do. I will include that in my staff report.
Perfect. Other than that, saw some folks in the gardens kind of getting stuff ready to go, and it's just wet and rainy and kind of nasty, but I actually don't mind it. Nothing of substance. I'm sure Lisa's got stuff about Kaiser Rapids.
I do have a little bit about Kaiser Rapids.
Okay.
So, but not a ton.
It's a big park.
It is a big park, and it's a big river right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we put the boat dock out in April, and then we took it back in and put it back out on Memorial Day weekend, and it's still out, and the river's high. The boat up campground is close to underwater. It's got a channel running through it. So that's interesting. But there aren't great big logs. There weren't this morning. The other thing is there are still the great big giant concrete balls that were holding up disc golf baskets that are just laying around with locks on them, and they still haven't been picked up. Every time I see certain people at the park, they always remind me that those are still there and that they're going to start pushing them into the paths so that people can find them more easily so they can take them away. And I gently tell them that that's probably not the best idea, but that I will bring it up. Somebody is stripping bark from trees in the park.
Really?
There's behind the amphitheater where it comes up and then it ends up going down. Hard to explain. It's really steep, kind of muddy, but people have stripped a giant, almost person-sized piece of bark from that. And then along the paved path towards the Boat Up campground, I don't know what kind of tree it is and why this bark is so good, but they've taken a bunch of bark off of one of those trees as well.
That's not good.
It's not good. It doesn't make me happy.
Recently noticed a lot of limbs being broken.
Yes.
Geyser Rapids Park too.
That too.
On all kinds of trees.
Yeah, just like where the amphitheater goes.
Just snapping limbs and throwing them on the ground.
Yep, and somebody snapped a bunch of limbs and they put them up against the park boundary sign that sometimes is underwater that was out there on the rocks. So they broke a bunch of limbs off a tree and then covered that sign up. So anyway, senseless. But the work on the all the work on that free range grass area looks like it's going wonderfully. People are mostly staying out of it now that it's all dug up and all the mowing. I mean, that must be just an incredible task. So it's very appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's it.
Thank you. Yes, I see the same thing when I go down to the golf course. They just kind of pushed them off to the side and left them. Staff report.
Yeah. To follow up with you on the disc golf area, so there's been a little bit of a transition. I just learned of some of the disc golf volunteers that help us do some work in the park. And so we're looking forward to kind of do some training with a new group of volunteers. They do help us maintain the course in various areas, one of which would be picking up the concrete chunks that were left behind. Another would be mowing some of the fairways.
Yeah.
So we actually have a training date set in the next couple weeks to be meeting with them, and I'll make sure that we mention the concrete and get that out of here soon.
Well, and I've seen them weed eating or weed whacking around the basket.
Mm-hmm.
So those, that's down.
Good.
And some of the, I guess they're fairways.
Yeah.
Have, you know, you can walk on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a good job there.
With the weather that we've been experiencing the last 3 months, I'll say, it's just making a lot of tasks a lot harder or a lot less desirable, I'll say. So I know, I'm sure they're up against that just like we are. We're still getting lawnmowers stuck. We got one stuck this week. Just puddles won't go away. But we're doing what we can.
A portion of the disc golf course used to be a gravel pit, so I don't think you would have much trouble mowing it.
Probably not that area. Update on Palmacia Park. Thank you, Carol, for coming and talking to us. But yeah, we were able to have a lot of tree work done there, and it's really starting to become a neat little park again. And I want to thank West Kaiser Neighborhood Association for voicing that and sticking to it. And it's kind of a little goal of mine now to just continue to see little improvements down there and combination between city staff and volunteers, and we'll continue to make improvements. I just talked to an Eagle Scout this week, and he's looking for a trail project. And I said, I got Palmacia needs a new trail bit down the hill. Maybe that's an option for him, or maybe he's going to go do something at Geyser Rapids. I'm going to kind of leave it to him. So we're just going to continue to move forward down there. We are going to have some additional tree work done at the end of this month. At the very beginning of the park, we're going to lift up the fir trees that a lot of the work was done under and get wood chips down and add a couple picnic tables. We got a bench in. There's two openings now you can view wildlife and do birding along the river. So it's really starting to make some progress. Geyser Rapids Park, the big toy is closed. This is due to our shade sale posts having to be extended. And we didn't have a meeting last month, otherwise I would have let you guys know about that coming, but the posts have been removed. They're at a fab shop getting extended 3 feet taller. They got to go to powder coat, and then they're going to be reinstalled hopefully by the end of the month. I don't have an updated time frame on that, but as soon as we do, we will have that posted on Facebook and our website. I've been getting some calls, been answering them, but I keep directing people back to one of those two if they want to keep a lookout for the grand opening day for that. We are also having two picnic shelters installed currently. At the same time it's closed, we were able to get the contractor in there to install two picnic shelters, which is something we were planning on doing this year. And those are going to sit on opposite sides of each other back in the lawn area behind the big toy. And that'll be a great you know, area for kids who want to do maybe birthday parties or just kind of have a little snack area to get away from all the chaos, because inside the toy it can be quite busy and they don't have to go sit on the lawn anymore. There will actually be two separate shelters, so we're excited to have those installed. And then also down at Kaiser Rapids Park, the lower field area down by the river, down near the boat ramp, we're working on having that leveled. Abiqua Landscape's been in there all month doing a lot of dirt work. Again, a project that got delayed a little bit because of rain. They weren't able to get the plows and things in there and work the dirt as well as they were hoping, but we're finally moving forward. They are installing irrigation as we speak. They've been working on that all week. And then we will have that final grade done, and then that will be hydro-seeded, so that 8+ acres will be a nice, smooth, it'll have subtle rolls in it. It's not soccer field flat, but it's very smooth. You can play frisbee, play catch with your kids. We could host river fairs down there maybe someday, or another camp event like we did for the eclipse. It'll be a just really nice, usable piece of land for a lot of different, you know, ideas that we might come up with. So looking forward to having that done. And then the splash fountain right here out in Chalmers Jones. Our staff's been working all week to get that up and going. We've come across a couple little issues like we always do. We're working through it. We've got some parts getting shipped to us, and we're hoping to have that ready next week to open sometime. Hopefully the weather gets warm enough. We plan on running that the same schedule as we've done in the past. It's Wednesday through Sunday from noon to 7 on days that are forecasted to be over 75 degrees. So that is our schedule moving forward. We will also be posting that online as well on Facebook once we open that, just so the public knows. And then the mosaic art, we've been in contact about the install date on that. Hoping to get that done before June 30th. Might extend into July a little bit. And we're just trying to work through certain days of the week that the artist can install that won't hinder the heavy use times of the fountain as we begin to open that up. So we're just kind of working together on what days we might have the art being installed versus the splash fountain running. So, but that is definitely moving forward here very soon. And that is it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you very much. I've got a couple, three things. One, you may have heard that the city council gave staff instructions to go forward with the agreement with Marion County for the two turf fields down at Kaiser Rapids Park. And I'm really excited about this project. It's going to add tremendous capacity for outdoor play space for a variety of sports. When we're looking at the hours of use, a grass field could be maybe used 800 hours a year, a turf field 2,800 hours a year. And every single turf field in the Salem-Kaiser School District is constantly booked. So there isn't extra capacity, and McNary High School coaches are excited about having extra capacity to be able to use for practice as well. So they're going to be very popular for families, for local sports, youth sports, adults, just get outside and be able to play without having to slog through the mud. And it's also cost less to maintain. So that project is going to move forward. And partnerships, people want to volunteer or donate toward the construction, that part of the process can now begin. We really couldn't do any of that until we were sure we were going to have a go. So we're getting ready to do that. We've instructed staff to come back with that agreement. The Kaiser Fest area has been prepped, leveled, and thanks to all the rain and everything, I was down there on Friday, and boy, that grass came up like that. So it's beautiful, flat, getting it ready to go for Kaiser Fest down at Kaiser Rapids Park this summer, and that's going to be the second weekend in August. That's coming along. I did meet with Bill Lawyer on Friday, I think it was Friday afternoon, late, to look at the layout on the amphitheater. I know there's been conversations here about safety lighting and other issues relative to how the amphitheater is being used and the amenities that are there. So we talked through where lighting should be, where it gets really dark, especially in the evenings as concerts are ending, how we're going to arrange for that to be available for any user of the amphitheater to be able to have those lights come on and provide some safety and security. The other thing we talked about as we were looking at it is that muck and mush doesn't really work for ADA accessibility to the porta pots. I don't know about you, but I think everybody gets stuck in there. So also talked about Bill sitting down with Robert and looking at that whole area. The two porta pots are where they are because originally the house was there on the other side. Well, it's gone. So now we can look at the whole area, where is a good place that's accessible and lit, because those porta pots are also in a very shaded area that, again, once the sun goes down, it's dark. And you're using your little iPhone flashlight to find your way over to the bathroom through the mud. So we decided that that would be a good conversation to have and rethink that, the layout there for accessibility, for safety, for just general positive experience for the people attending events there. So watch for that to come. And I want to thank Bill and Robert for the various conversations about how to make that place and that space a lot more welcoming and safer and easier to use for anybody who wants to use that. Mr. Johnson, you and I were both copied on an email from a resident. Her name is Jennifer Peterson. It was on Sunday, the 5th of June, and I just want to circle back with you. I had read it, and it was very lengthy, so she had a lot of questions about Kaiser Rapids Park in general, or in particular, but also our parks and natural resources and how we take care of the grass, hydro seeding, or the environmental impacts of how we do parks maintenance and so forth. So what I can do is ping that one so it pops back up. I don't know about your email, but I get buried pretty quick and be able to respond.
Yeah, I sent that to Bill just so he could read it, and he and I have had some discussions. We haven't circled back with a reply yet, but we've been in conversation about it.
Okay, perfect. And would you copy me on the reply so I know that it went out? And then would you have Debbie invite her to apply for the Parks Board?
Yeah.
I mean, she's very interested, and she's getting ready to retire. We would like to fill her time with constructive volunteerism in our community, and it sounds like she's got tremendous interest, expertise, and that would should be a real plus for volunteer efforts in this community. So I think that would be fabulous. So her questions, just to let the, and we can forward this to the Parks Board so you know. It was the concerns about grass and other turf, irrigation, et cetera, the boat-in area, trails, and then she had some solutions for how to do more and get more volunteerism out into our parks. So apparently she is of the same mind as all of you. That was pretty much the parks-related things. I do have a question on the band approval for this Bridge City Blues. As I understand it, all of the band requests were supposed to be in by a certain date, and I thought that was April 1st. So my question is this a late addition? Was this something that was added after the deadline? And is this something that under the contract is supposed to be allowed? That I don't know. But unless somebody knows, I'm going to circle back with our city attorney.
Sorry, that worked last night.
I know.
So I'm expecting that Tammy, she passes these on to me, and she's our legal assistant, so I defer to her. I think there's a new contract with Clint, and it's got more flexibility involved in him getting bans at time-wise. So I think that Tammy, she wouldn't let it pass through unless it was okay.
Okay, thank you very much. So I'll get that because I know I'm gonna get that question from City Council. But thank you for that clarification. The other question I had was on Northeast Kaiser Neighbors Association and the interest in a community garden. Has there been, if I may, has there been a conversation with the Boys and Girls Club at Kennedy Elementary because they used to have a community garden there on the campus? So we've had a melding of the minds here. Councilor Herrera had the same.
Yes.
Okay.
Roland told me to get a hold of the Boys and Girls Club to try and see what's going on with what they have, and maybe we can expand on that space as well.
Perfect. They do have a new director for that club, so we can definitely get you that contact information. Between one or both of us, we can make sure you get that connection. It's a lovely site, and with a lot of community TLC, it could really do some great stuff. All right. That's what we do. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other business? Yes, Matt.
Yeah, so I thank Jenny for all her hard work on the April 23rd event. Let me get my words right here. But there's a bunch of other people. Chair Loudon, you were out there helping out at the boat ramp for a bunch of the time. I think Bob Bush definitely deserves some kind of medal or maybe a bag of popsicles. He tended to the bounce house for the entire time with the exception of a half an hour when I let him take a break for lunch. But that was quite interesting. Mark Callier, of course, doing the boat rides, and I can't complain anymore. He finally took me on a boat ride. In fact, I went with Mr. Loudon here. It was pretty cool. We got to go all the way down to the West Salem Bridge and come back up, and so it was really neat. It's kind of pretty to see Kaiser. I've been on the Willamette River in most places except for Kaiser and Salem, so it was kind of cool first time checking that out. want to thank our sponsors for helping make that day possible. And then just a huge shout out to Santiago Lopez and Sancho's Tacos. I can tell you right now, if you got an event and you need something, give him a call early, like really early, because he's booked out forever. But just a super, super great day. And then Dawn, and I think it was Austin that was out there. They were running the backhoe, and it was kind of far away this year, but very well attended. And Don had it all set up. It looked like a nice little construction zone, and he was handing out construction hats, and it was just. I think he ended up going and getting sidewalk chalk too. And so as kids were waiting to get to operate the backhoe, he was out there, and they were drawn, and it was just such a cool event. And I'm very happy it came back. After the last couple of years. And lastly, just a huge thanks to the City of Kaiser and the City Council for waiving the fees and allowing us to go out there and do this free event for the community. Carol already talked a little about Palma Silla. Just again, reiterate my appreciation there. At the Soggy Day event, I had an opportunity to have a conversation with RJ Navarro, and he brought up two things, and I was gonna kind of put it out there. One is adding, he, through ODVA, has access to or potential grant funding for more ADA accessible boat ramp things. I don't know what that really looks like, but it could be an add-on or an extra part of a ramp that would allow people with mobility challenges to be able to access canoes and things like that a little bit more. And so, granted, I know that the existing ramp is pretty steep, but there might be another location in the park system where we could look at something like that. So if that's something we want to explore, I'm certainly interested in it. I think anytime we can add mobility opportunities for folks to access, great things in our system, we got to take a look at it. But if that's something, Robert, you want me to get some more information, I'll dive in a little bit more. And the other one, and this is something that never occurred to me, even though I've complained about it and thought about it a bunch of times. There is no transit down Chmawa past Shoreline, I believe.
Correct.
And so one of the things that was brought up, and he's on the transit board, and so we got to figure out how the conversation could happen, but when the multi-use fields get in there, figuring out possibly two stops at Kaiser Rapids, maybe one down at the boat ramp and one up by the dog park so they can complete the loop. But that's a big thing, I think, especially for people to access the park in general, but also the multi-use fields. And then that actually opens up the rest of Chmawa and that whole side of West Kaiser to transit. And so I don't know how or what those conversations have to happen, but when RJ brought it up, I was like, this is a no-brainer. I don't know why this isn't done already. So maybe, Madam Mayor, you've got an idea on that, but it's on how we can progress that conversation forward. But I promised him I'd bring it up in the next Parks Board meeting, and I am. So to me, it's a no-brainer. But
if I may, Mr. Chair, so Director Navarro is the right person to have that conversation with. So this would be on the Chariots scheduling to determine the feasibility of extending that route. I think it's Route 14 that serves that section. And if they want to do it on a daily basis, if they just want to do it on weekends, but I think opening that conversation now on, especially for weekend service when we have the turf fields already in place would be a good conversation to have. So I would like to go ahead and follow up with Director Navarro and the chair of the board, Ian Davidson, and see what it would take to at least get a feasibility, not so much study, but have them recommend staff look at that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it should be like, as soon as we can get it going, let's get it going. I mean, think about the population that's not being served by transit being able to get down to Kaiser Rapids, because it's a bit of a hike from where the last, you know, bus stop is to get down there.
It's about 3/4 mile.
Yeah. And if you've got people with mobility challenges, that makes it even more inaccessible.
And with reduced rates for people under the age of whatever it was,
right,
then
yeah,
that would get more accessibility to the park for the youth, and I think that would be good too. Yes, so public transit all the way.
And lastly, I just want to say thanks to one of my favorite volunteers, a young woman that I got started working with back when she was in seventh grade. She served on the Clagger Creek Watershed Council for the last 5 years. She recently served as the youth liaison on the city council, Miranda Coleman. She graduated this week, and I'm just super proud of her. You know, it was really wonderful to sit in the volunteer coordinating council, was that last week? It was last week. And see three young people come forward and be willing to volunteer their time. And it's great to see that sort of atmosphere of volunteerism for our youth. I think we got a new youth counselor being recommended, a new planning commission liaison, and then a new arts commission. And so if you see young people out there that just kind of have that desire to even start to engage and want to learn, encourage as much as possible. We had a parks liaison a number of years ago, didn't we? Yeah. And so, you know, if you think of a young person that might be interested in this and getting part of it, by all means, please. And then now that Miranda's graduated high school, I need a new youth liaison in the Watershed Council, so selfless plug for myself in the Watershed Council. But it's just super great to see young people engaging in the process, building that volunteer base. And then frankly, we had that direct correlation with what we're doing in Parks and Watershed Council, and then actually what Jenny's trying to do with the school outreach and stuff. So those relationships are super important. Just really appreciate all the young people that choose to volunteer. It's super great. So that's all I got.
Thank you.
Was that the amount of seconds I talked?
Just kidding. No.
And it looks like I'm on for the city council on the 21st, which I should be able to do.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Meeting stands adjourned at 7:05. I was confirmed. Never. So, like, I know a quarter mile is 1320, right? Half mile is 2640, and I don't usually convey it into 3/4 of a mile, so I just figured out how many feet was.
Oh, I have no idea.
Hey.
I also know.
I walk from my house to Kaiser Rapids every day, but I'm not a normal person.
20 chains is a quarter mile.
Okay.
40 chains is a half mile.
Right.
So 60 chains would be three quarters, and then 80 chains is a mile.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So I walk 160 chains to Kaiser Rapids.
Oh, you actually understand chains. I talk chains to people, and they think I'm insane.
Well, you are, but I can.
You're saying surveyors are insane?
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Lisa,
can
you sign my petition to put me back on the ballot one more time? Yes, of course.
I don't think I'm going to do that to you, Kathy.
Oh, you want this job?
No, ma'am.
Well, no, see, even
what spot
if you
is
want
that?
Stuff, he can still sign to have you. I mean, it's not like
Mayor doesn't want to do it anymore?
No.